Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Wait, don't answer it yet. What if I told you there was a time when phones didn't exist? No calling grandma, no video chats, no can I come over texts? If you wanted to talk to someone far away, you had to write a letter and wait days, maybe even weeks. But one curious inventor changed that forever by inventing the telephone. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Alexander Graham Bell. Imagine this. You pick up a wire, you speak into it, and someone far away can hear your voice clearly. No shouting, no running, and no waiting. Just a simple wire connecting you and your friend. One boy dreamed of this, and he made it happen. But first, let's meet him as a kid. Alexander was born in 1847 in Edinburgh, Scotland. His family called him Alec. The Bell family was full of smart, creative people. His father taught speech and helped people speak clearly, and his mother was an artist. As a kid, Alexander was quiet. Without proper lessons, he learned how to play the piano and loved playing for his family. He also had fun entertaining his family with voice tricks, like ventriloquism. Alec loved music and science, but he wasn't the best student and did a lot of daydreaming. It was outside of school that he showed how sharp his mind was. One of his first inventions was adding wire brushes to an existing machine at a flour mill. This was owned by his friend's father. Unfortunately, when Alexander was 12 years old, his mother started losing her hearing and eventually became deaf, meaning she couldn't hear. But he found ways to communicate with her. He spoke very clearly and slowly. He pressed his lips close to her forehead so she could feel the vibrations. That made him think deeply about sound and how it traveled. Alec was fascinated by sound. He loved listening to birds singing, voices talking, music playing, and even the way sounds bounced in rooms.
I can hear things no one else notices.
As a boy, Alec loved experimenting. One time, he and his brother built a machine that could mimic a human voice. It startled the neighbors. He was curious about one big question. Can sound travel through wires? That question would change the world. But life wasn't always easy. Unfortunately, both of his brothers died at a young age of tuberculosis, and Alec moved to Canada with his parents. His parents were afraid he would die of tuberculosis too. Soon, Alec moved to the United States to teach deaf students and even started a school for deaf people in Boston. He cared deeply about helping people communicate, but he struggled to find ways to make his ideas real. Many people thought he was crazy.
Why can't they see it's possible?
He spent months experimenting. Wires hummed, circuits buzzed, but nothing worked. He felt frustrated, tired, and unsure. This was his big challenge, believing in his idea even when no one else did. Inventing something was not easy. Other inventors were racing to create a talking machine. He felt pressure, and he worked long hours. Sometimes experiments failed. Money was tight. Investors wanted results. He could have given up, but he didn't. He focused on understanding sound and electricity. One day, he noticed something amazing. A vibrating membrane made a wire vibrate, sending a sound over a distance.
It works! I can hear it!
This is a turning point. He realizes that his experiments are finally coming together. Bell worked closely with his assistant, Thomas Watson. They kept testing wires, batteries, and metal pieces. Then, on March 10th, 1876, Bell spilled acid on himself during an experiment. Without thinking, he shouted, "Mr. Watson, come here! I want to see you!" And something amazing happened. Watson, who was in another room, heard the words clearly through a wire. For the first time ever, a human voice had traveled through electricity. That was the turning point. He had built a machine that could connect people across distance, something the world had never seen before. Alexander's telephone changes how people communicate forever. Let's imagine that moment. Bell held the device, and Watson listened carefully. A simple sentence that opened the door to a connected world. A voice came through, clear, real, and alive. The first successful telephone message in history. Thanks to him, today we can call friends, chat with family, and even video call across continents. His work reminds us that big ideas can come from listening closely and trying again. After that breakthrough, everything changed. Soon, telephones were installed in homes and businesses. People spoke instantly across cities, then across countries, then across oceans. Alexander Graham Bell shows us that curiosity leads to discovery. Failure is just part of the process. And helping people communicate can change the world. Without Bell's invention, we might not have smartphones, emergency calls, or international conversations. His invention helped bring people closer together. Bell cared deeply about people who couldn't hear. He married Mabel Gardner Hubbard, who was deaf. He continued working on ways to improve communication for the deaf community. Sound wasn't just science to him. It was personal, and that gave his work heart. And his fascination with technology and sound recording and playback led him to improve the phonograph. This is how people listened to music for decades, before cassettes, CDs, and MP3 files. Alexander Graham Bell was a dedicated scientist driven to help people. He showed curiosity. He was always listening and asking questions. Persistence. He didn't quit after failed experiments. Compassion. He wanted to help people communicate. Creativity. He imagined something no one had built before. Innovation. He turned an idea into reality. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Alexander Graham Bell. Bell never had a telephone in his study because he thought it would distract him. He also worked on early versions of metal detectors and built early flying machines. When he died in 1922, all telephones in North America were silenced for 1 minute in his honor. Bell loved music and even invented a device to help the deaf hear musical notes. He also co-founded the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, also known as AT&T, in 1885. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Alexander Graham Bell.
Where was he born? Why was he so interested in sounds? What were the first words he said on his telephone?
Hello? Oh, unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye. Alexander Graham Bell showed us something powerful. Big inventions start with simple questions. Curiosity leads to discovery, and caring about others can inspire great ideas. Can you imagine trying to explain to somebody in 1870 what a smartphone is? They'd be amazed. All of that began with one curious question. Can sound travel through wires? And one brave moment. Mr. Watson, come here. Maybe you're curious about science, art, technology, or music. Whatever it is, ask questions, experiment. Don't be afraid to try, because one day you might answer a call from the future. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com. Well, you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories.
Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.